It's Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A federal judge will not provide legal amnesty to pro-life pregnancy centers in regards to the California law requiring the distribution of pro-abortion material in the centers. Judge John Houston is the third judge to uphold California's Reproductive Fact Act that took effect January 1st. Exodus 1:7 says, "But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive." Another federal judge ordered a California school district to stop prayers in their board meetings. The school district must also reimburse court fees for the atheist group raising the complaint. Filipino welterweight champion Manny Pacquiao is not backing down from his position on homosexuality, and he's not fazed by the loss of his million-dollar contract with Nike. He spoke to reporters recently and said, "I am not condemning the LGBT. What I'm condemning is the act. I'm happier because I'm telling the truth. I'm happier that a lot of people were alarmed by the truth. And well, they should be alarmed, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others." 2 Corinthians 5:10. An Uber driver in Michigan has been arrested on charges of the 6 random murders committed on Saturday. The state of Michigan does not allow the death penalty. Last week, Wisconsin blocked funds to Planned Parenthood. Now Ohio will join the list of states defunding the abortion provider. Republican presidential candidate Governor John Kasich signed a bill reallocating $1 million of funding to other health providers in the state. Mike Gonadakis, president of Ohio Right to Life, said this was another political victory for the little Davids taking on the big Goliaths.
I think it's encouraging for all people, whether they live in Ohio or anywhere across the country, to know that prayer matters and God answers prayers. Because think about it, we shouldn't be winning at Ohio Right to Life. We are outspent 100-1 on everything we do every day. The mainstream media opposes us. Everyone opposes everything we do. But I tell my staff on a daily basis that don't be discouraged. Know that we have the good Lord Jesus Christ on our side, and that's priceless.
The United Nations Commission on Inquiry is recommending that the North Korean regime be remanded to the International Criminal Court for the gravity, scale, and nature of human rights violations. The crimes detailed in the report include extermination, murder, enslavement, torture, forced abortions, sexual violence, persecution, and the inhumane act of knowingly causing prolonged starvation. Extremely powerful car bombs in several cities in Syria killed at least 120 people over the weekend. Hundreds of others were wounded, and authorities reported that children were among the victims. ISIS claimed responsibility for the atrocities. Manufacturers of knives, baseball bats, and guns are under alert after a lawsuit was filed against Remington Gun Manufacturer for murders committed at Sandy Hook Elementary School back in 2012. Remington is pushing for a dismissal of the lawsuit. Travel to Mars in 3 days? NASA is touting a new laser propulsion system that could enable highly accelerated space travel. Ordinarily, it would take 6 months to travel to the Red Planet. Philip Lubin of the University of California, Santa Barbara, has received a proof-of-concept grant from NASA to develop this new method of propulsion. The government of Massachusetts is breeding rattlesnakes and planning to repopulate the state with the venomous snake. The State Division of Fisheries and Wildlife is planning to release the snakes into a reservoir in a couple of years. Homeopathy takes a hit after a study released by Australia's National Health and Medical Research Council. The group reviewed 176 trials of homeopathy based on 68 different health conditions. In 0 cases did they find any evidence that homeopathy was more effective than the placebo. Articles are appearing in UK news sources, encouraging the National Health Service to defund homeopathy. A new film depicting the resurrection of Christ took in $11.8 million over the weekend, topping the first week box office receipts for War Room, the last big Christian blockbuster. Meanwhile, the profane Deadpool retained the number one position for the second week in a row, grossing $500 million worldwide so far. The most recent American Bible Society's annual survey yielded some interesting statistics. A surprising 51% of Americans believe the Bible should bear a greater influence upon society. 94% of Midwesterners have a Bible in the home, and the King James Version is still the most preferred version used in America. The Ted Cruz campaign misquoted Senator Marco Rubio concerning his view of the Bible. Turns out that Rubio said, "The answer to every question you'll ever have is in that book." Then he added, "Particularly the book of Proverbs." Cruz's communications director, Rick Tyler, has resigned over this kerfuffle. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, February 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. This Worldview is sponsored by Generations and the Proverbs Bible Study Guides. The Proverbs Bible Study Guide is written for the whole family at generations.org.